This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Powering through on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Mac with you as we get to the middle of the week. What a day we're about to have today. It's like 68 degrees right now. By 4 o'clock, it's going to be 36 and snowing.
Yay. And windy.
Dude, my insides are wrecked.
You feeling it?
Yeah. Like, I think yesterday was the first day that, like, I probably, like, flirted with disaster a little too much with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Like, I've had the windows open the last 3 days. Hey. Just letting that dry dust just blow in my house. About 3 o'clock yesterday, allergy attack.
Yeah, it feels great. And then the long-term effects are like, your body's like, hey, this is actually hurting me.
Oh, yeah. It was tough, man. Throat started to swell up. Eyes puffed out. Ugh. I was not in the garage yet.
Concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, not in the garage. Yeah, that sucks, just dude. In the living room. And then all of a sudden, like, it like hit me like Tyson in the 90s. Started like sneezing. Looked like I had Tourette's if you drove by. I was like, like the whole time. That's not a shot. I'm just saying, like, that's what I looked like. And then, you know, got the nose started to get sore, right?
Yep, that's next.
So that sucked. So I'm putting chapstick on my nostrils. I don't know if anybody else does that.
No, I do. Absolutely.
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. So if you see me on the camera today on YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or Twitter, and I'm like, looks like I'm sniffing Burt's beeswax. Nah, man, we're just dry as hell, dude. Like, cracking. But yeah, I hate when it does this.
Well, yeah, the 38 degree weather tonight's really going to help out. So yeah, the 30 degree drop, can't wait.
I mean, it's more than that almost. It was like, was like 80 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's almost 40 degree temperature drop. And these meteorologists that think like we have fun with it. They're like, if you think winter's over, you're wrong.
Silly Wednesday.
I'm like, what? Why are you like this?
It's not fun.
Yeah. But no, it's all right. We'll be okay. We'll get through it.
We had through. We got this.
We had a medicine ball this morning. I didn't know Starbucks opened at 4:30.
Oh, damn.
I thought it was like 5:35, the earliest.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, Google searching right out of the shower. Standing there, iPhone, naked. Starbucks. open.
Like, wow.
All right.
Damn.
Because you know Quick Trip doesn't have a medicine ball.
No.
And I wasn't about to make one. So you just drove right in through?
Yeah, I don't know if like a Scooters has anything like that. Yeah,
probably
something. Speck would know.
Yeah. Do you get nailed with allergies ever?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, normally I'm like late spring, late summer. Like when everything's just like completely dry.
Yeah, I'm definitely late summer.
Which is yesterday I feel like I got hit. Because like there's just nothing but dust blowing.
Yeah.
Fires in Oklahoma. Dust from New Mexico, and then 50-mile-an-hour winds just with your... What an idiot. Like, why was... I don't know what I was thinking.
Windows open. Hey, it's 70 degrees. I get it.
Fans on. I sound like Darth Vader when I sleep. I mean, I can't breathe through my nose. It's just mouth, baby. Just mouth breathing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dry throat. Halls. Lozenges. Yeah. Menthol.
Mouth breathe with the window open. Yeah, that's
with the
rough.
Fan on.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a perfect storm. And I'm Clooney and Wahlberg just down with the shit. Middle of the Pacific. Atlantic, I think is what it was. Text line knows. But no, yesterday was our first taste. Boy, was it great. They had the play-in games yesterday, which are always fun for me, especially if you bet on them. Or if maybe you had Alabama State.
Seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
They call for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection.
Oh!
The layup! 0.7 seconds left. Alabama State in front.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Unreal.
That is the first game of the 2025 NCAA tournament. First game. Nothing before it. And this guy goes Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. F it. One of my teammates is down there somewhere. Surely someone will catch it, be able to put a move, and then put it up into the basket. All of that happened. The funniest meme I saw was, what were they called? The Red Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Red Flash. It said that they were the Chicago Bears versus the Washington Commanders last year on the Hail Mary.
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
All you got to do is swat the ball. Like, literally just swat it and let it hit the ground, and you're going to OT. They don't. Guy from Alabama State grabs it after six people had touched it.
Somehow it ends up in his hands.
Able to put it on the ground and then go up and put up a layup and then 0.7. So if you had Alabama State winning, if you're sick and twisted and bet on these games,
how you doing?
You know, you were happy. But also, you were 0.7 seconds away from hitting a plus 150 bet of will there be a buzzer beater in the first two games? Because that's not a buzzer beater. It was 0.7 seconds shy. Like, imagine if he takes one more dribble, puts it up, trifecta.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
So,
yeah, that's a game winner. It's not a buzzer beater. Yeah.
No, yeah. Not a buzzer beater. Because I think that is one of those random bets you could put together, or you can place like a prop on that in DraftKings, I know, is will there be a buzzer beater today? Okay. So on Thursday,
you on could Thursday, be like, I'm going to bet that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there could be one. Obviously, we
Thursday
see one.
And Friday, I'll bet it both times.
Which is
one
funny,
because
I bet if we looked up the actual stat of how many buzzer beaters there have been in the March Madness tournament, I bet there's like five.
Well, and that's the thing. Buzzer beater to go to OT, is that a buzzer beater?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it to win?
You're asking me tough questions that I don't know the answer to. I just know that it says buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater, yeah. No, they'd have to have the details on that somewhere, because that question's being asked, right?
Yeah.
Down two at a buzzer beater, like, all right, does that count?
And then, as we had so much fun watching Alabama State and St. Francis, we were all asleep at halftime in the other game.
Yep.
North Carolina came out and told us all to get effed. 100%. 7-9 from the three-point line of the first half. Dude, it was a 30-point lead with 18 minutes left in the second half.
It was a clinic.
Click.
Yep.
Dark room, rolled over. Yep. I was out by 9:30. 100%. Now, I was Benadryl'd out, you know.
Oh, nice.
I mean, damn near snorted it, but my nose was clogged. I'm serious, dude. I was that much
pain.
You
were down bad, yeah.
I was down real bad. I mean, it was GG's for your boy about 8 o'clock in the sheets. And then, luckily, North Carolina, who everybody was like, I don't know, they deserve to be in. I mean, mollywopped San Diego State. Wasn't even a game. 95-68 was the final score.
14 for 24 from deep.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah, and then it just came out. And again, that's where, like, I think the conversation lies at that, is how much of that is this team needed, like, a kick in the ass, and this is what it was, like, you barely got in? Or is this one of those, like, they sat back and listened to everybody just bitch and moan about how they shouldn't be in this league or how they shouldn't be in this tournament. And then they went out there and scored 95 points. Like, we act like North Carolina scored 95 is a surprise. Go look at their season. They were talking about that in the game last night. They're like, they've scored 90 points seven or nine times in the season. And here they come out against San Diego State and just rip them apart. It could have been San Diego State, Fresno State, Cowabunga State. You were getting beat 95-68 no matter what, because I mean, this is what North Carolina should be. Like, you look at when Kansas had that embarrassing moment, And then I forget who they played the next night. Beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been, it wasn't Arizona. Maybe it was. But no, that was senior night.
Yeah,
but
that was later.
I think they beat Oklahoma State really bad. Yeah, it was Oklahoma State. And everybody's like, it was after Bill Self being like, yeah, we just need to get away from each other. And everybody's like, oh, no, this is that Kansas team. It's like when these type of teams or these players that play for these teams, because you know they're all highly recruited. If you're going to Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, blue bloods like that, you know you have that in you. And last night, North Carolina absolutely just whipped. And it's not like San Diego State's a bad team.
No.
Right? Like, they're not terrible.
They're ranked really well defensively.
They're not great. They're a play-in game at an 11 seed. But now, if you're that 6 seed, I forget who it is.
Ole Miss.
If I'm Ole Miss, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Damn it.
I'm like, well, this is great. Maybe we've awoken a sleeping giant. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, North Carolina. And again, it's all about matchups. Right? Like,
oh, 100%.
You'll see a team play, like, let's say Tennessee plays a team that's nothing but guards. And if that team's not shooting 45%, they're screwed. Because Tennessee will get every rebound and just hold the clock, and it'll be a slow death. North Carolina, Ole Miss, I have no idea about Ole Miss. I know SEC over everyone, but I don't know much about Ole Miss. They're a 6 seed, but if I'm Ole Miss, are you a little bit nervous now? Like, it doesn't matter. We play a play-in team. Could be San Diego State. Could be this team, North Carolina. Nobody thought she'd get in. And then North Carolina comes out. Maybe they just had a hot night last night. But, damn.
Oh, it definitely had that. Over 50% three-point shooting.
Yeah. But we went from such a great start.
Incredible.
With those two teams. St. Francis and Alabama State. And nobody knows anything. I thought there was a couple of tweets that nailed it. It's like, you don't know any of these two teams. You don't know a player on the floor, but you are dialed in.
But you're locked in.
That's what this does.
Yes. It's fantastic.
And then everybody knows San Diego State, North Carolina, and you were turned off by halftime. Like, you had whiskey mind in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Limp thoughts. Not even there. Nope. I'm out. And now we get another round of it today.
I'm still rooting against North Carolina hard. I hope they get waxed by Ole Miss.
But that's what's great. And today
it is
we get,
great. It's good for the tournament.
Today we get Mount St. Mary's and American U and a decent Xavier Texas game,
mm-hmm.
which should be similar to North Carolina, San Diego State of what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Of what on paper that game could have been. Texas Xavier, I could be really close tonight. That's the later game tonight?
Yeah, that's the 8-10 game.
Okay.
And then the Mount St. Mary's and American U game is again at 5:40. So while you're in your house eating a crock pot meal, you're watching March Madness.
Mm.
So hopefully we get a good one and another good one, because last night we got a really good classic home run, long Hail Mary win.
Yep.
Everybody tweeting, this is March. March is mad. Madness is back. The madness of March. And then it's North Carolina. No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, there is a reason why there are this many games by the Royals on Fox's network this year, but there is one thing that is very important, and that is Bobby Witt Jr. I will explain why he is part of this renaissance in baseball. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Good to know the 913 is locked into the Twitter stream. In all caps, you're looking rough this morning, Dusty. Said it twice.
Oh, yeah, two. Okay, gotcha. Just to make sure.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, man. Got hit with that natural air yesterday. Good morning, guys. Awesome ending. What a start to the tourney. Fellas, I've had my air conditioner on for the last few days, but I switched the heat back on because I know it's going to be cold when I get home. I'd have just, like, left it off.
Just complete, yeah, just nothing, yeah.
Yeah. They said I get, just when I get home from work, I have to work too damn hard to be uncomfortable. I feel like you just leave the thermostat off. By the time you get home, it'd be, like, 62 in your house. So then you turn the heat on when you get there. Then again, I love when my Evergy bill comes into the email and it says, congratulations, you used less percent energy this week. Thank you, Evergy. Now, your bill is due. Perfect. I think I had sent you something the other day, because we talked about the Royals before we went to the break. They're going to play a little bit more on the mainstream of television, right? Like, there's more than just, hey, the Royals are going to play, you know, whatever. They're going to play two games on Fox. So the Royals released this. They're going to play on Fox against Baltimore on May 3rd. And then they have one, two, three, four, five games on Fox throughout the season where they'll play basically, not basically, they do play all divisional opponents, Detroit, Minnesota, Cleveland, and Baltimore. The only game that's not is June 21st. They play at San Diego, and that game's on Fox. So this is where I think we can finally have the Bobby Witt Jr. conversation, that Bobby Witt Jr. season is upon us. Dusty, you were all over Jack Caglione. Yeah, he was the story. Go back 2 years ago and listen to After Hours and listen to where the Bobby Witt Jr. journey started, right? Kind of the same. Like, I want this guy up on the major league roster. Yeah. Well, he's got to do this. He's got to have his service time. The hell with the service time. Put him on the roster. He's the best player in the organization. I'm not saying that Caglione's going to get to that point, obviously, because the Royals being on Fox lets you know one of three things. One, they're a winning ball club from the year before. Now, I know that we've always done this before where, you know, you can't really justify what the season will be because you haven't played it yet. Like the other night, like, I think it was like, was it the Tracy Morgan game that we're going to bring up a little later? It was Nixon Heat.
Yeah.
That, you know, preseason was supposed to be somewhat of an interesting game in the East.
For sure.
And you saw what it was, a guy puking on the court side.
Interesting, but for different reasons.
He had food poisoning, so we're safe.
Yep, we're safe.
I don't think we're made. They came out and said it. He took a picture shirtless in his hospital bed, said food poisoning. Thank you all for the thoughts and
He's
prayers.
Like, I'm good.
We're good. So don't call me a Richard. Respect. But Bobby Witt Jr. is the other reason why this team will be on Fox. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. got a taste, like a taste of what being a superstar in Major League Baseball can be about last year. And really where he got his biggest slice of the pie was probably at that home run derby. We all watched it, at least locally. Got to the finals, Teoscar Hernandez, the Dodger. By the way, they're already up like 5-1 today. Awesome. The Dodgers are going to win 125 freaking games because their payroll's awesome. I'll stay back on that for a while. But yeah, they're playing in the Tokyo Dome again. Nobody cares because it's the Dodgers. But oh, don't say nobody cares. Everybody's up at 3 a.m. in L.A. watching. No, you're not. You knew you were going to handle the Cubs. But Bobby Witt Jr. in that home run derby took a lot of people by storm outside of Kansas City. Damn, who's this kid? This kid's swing is pretty. I wonder if he can continue it throughout the rest of the season. Because you know the myths about home run derby. Oh, it messes with your swing. You go do the home run derby. Such a boomer take. Sorry. Such a boomer take. Home run derby is going to mess their swing up. Rest of the season, they're going to slump. Yeah, what did Bobby Witt Jr. do last July? Like record July? We all sat back like, how hot is this guy? Hitting like 500 in July? And I think part of the reason why they are on some of these games with Fox, again, it's not ESPN yet. It's not Sunday Night Baseball yet. But I mean, like, when's the last time the Royals have had more than one game on Fox's national broadcast on a Saturday? Right? It's because they won last year. It's because they have the superstar. And they play in a division that should be pretty electric until September. Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Kansas City. There are some similarities to this, to your AFC West neighborhood parking lot companion, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, the Chiefs are, when they first got Mahomes, they weren't playing six primetime games. Maybe they were. I don't remember 2018 or 2019. Well, 2019. Maybe four, and one got flexed later in the season. I'm sure there's somebody with a fantastic memory be like, Dusty, you're an idiot. They played six primetime games in Mahomes' second year after he won the MVP. Fair enough. Maybe they did. But Mahomes started that sort of, you know, sort of that run for the Chiefs with all the spectacular plays. We talked about it on Monday. What game or what play made him a saint, right? It was like, oh, primetime TV wants Mahomes because they want one of those moments. It's not fair that ESPN got Monday Night Football and Batman's left-handed. It's not fair that CBS got a noon game against San Francisco. Remember that? San Francisco, Kansas City in that game where he threw the touchdown, it kind of was a noon game.
Noon game, yeah.
Right? So
what point, we dream of now.
Point proven there. I'm a 325 guy. Big 325 guy.
Big nooner.
Noon's great. 325 is key lime. Well, French silk. Noon would be key lime pie.
Yeah, we probably have different reasons. But yeah, 325, I'm down with. You're right.
Because noon, little early wake-up call if you go. 325, 9 a.m.
If you go, there's no question 325.
Yeah.
If you're going.
Right. But then Mahomes. No, I'm saying. Then Mahomes started to win. And Bobby Wood Jr. now, here we go. To me, this is really like year three. Right? Last year was second place in MVP voting. The year before that was like he started to figure it out. Remember the grand slam against the Minnesota Twins? Late in the season, walk-off salami, your boy had it on video.
Kind of a breakout year 2 years ago.
Little bit, 30-30.
Yeah.
I mean, still a fantastic year. And now MLB and its peers have voted Bobby Wood Jr. the second-best baseball player in the league. There's no question who number one is. But you know who number one is? He's an international star. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't ring here in the United States, right? Juan Soto doesn't ring well with local kids because Juan Soto, he's not you. But you know who is? Bobby Wood Jr. We talk about Cooper Flagg, right? We talk about that. Cooper Flagg could be the first Caucasian American-born basketball player taken first overall in the NBA draft since Bill frickin' Walton in 1974. Hell, Carrington had our boss on yesterday, and they did the Billy Hoyle draft, where they just talked about their favorite five guys that they'd build their team around that were all Caucasian in college basketball. It was a great segment. It's hilarious. I watched it on the live stream. And, of course, Speck had, like, every Duke guy. He had, like, Dunleavy, Reddick. Of course. Right?
Nice.
And so what's crazy is Bobby Wood Jr., what are we talking about with this show? Bobby Wood Jr. is relatable to other people. He's not massively huge like Aaron Judge, and he doesn't play for the Yankees. He doesn't speak Japanese and is an international superstar like Shohei Ohtani. That's not relatable. But you know what is? Bobby Wood Jr., he's not this, you know, Greek god, but he swings the bat faster than lightning. He's got pop. He's got pizzazz. He's cool. He's got the same haircut that every 12-year-old kid has. Literally, if you have a nephew or a son, tell me they don't have a mullet. Tell me they don't have the Bobby Wood Jr. haircut. And if he has another one of these seasons like he had last year, which would be miraculous, and say Bobby Wood Jr. does go have this MVP season, and this is the third year in a row where more and more heads get turned towards Kansas City, right? We just told you, six games on Fox. Last year, he did the first time ever a shortstop in Major League Baseball's had back-to-back 30-30 seasons. He was voted the second-best player by his peers in baseball. Ohtani was number one. It's not even close. We know where Ohtani is. Ohtani is an anomaly. Ohtani may go down as the greatest baseball player we have ever seen in our entire lives because of what he can do. The hell with Babe Ruth. Ohtani's doing it in today's world. Like, we take certain athletes for granted that are just so much better. We take Nikolai Jokic, I think, for example, way too good for what we think he really is. He's the best basketball player in the world. But he's not relatable, right? Cooper Flagg could be. Not every kid's 6'11". Not every kid's 6'10". But Bobby Wood Jr. is relatable to baseball. And if baseball is going to go through this renaissance, and they're going to find a guy to push, Bobby Wood Jr. is that guy. Now, again, production still has to be there, and baseball is hoping that it will be. And I don't think it won't be. Bobby Witt Jr. is too built for business. He's too focused for this. But again, baseball kind of needs Bobby Witt Jr. because they had Bryce Harper and they didn't push it. They had Mike Trout and they were late because then he started getting hurt and he doesn't have the personality. I'm not saying that Bobby Witt Jr. is screaming from the mountaintop with just rainbow of personality, but if you're that damn good and you consistently play, baseball could push you. And if baseball is going to go through this renaissance where they're trying to find their own, and oh, by the way, next year there's the World Baseball Classic. And I don't know who you strap up as Captain America, but by God, a white kid from Texas in baseball seems like the right idea for me. And he's just relatable. And by his peers in baseball at the age of 25 or 24, whatever the age is, somewhere in that ballpark.
He's 24, yeah.
He's the second best baseball player in the world. Behind Ohtani. So technically, in my opinion, outside of the anomaly that may be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen in our lives, the next best baseball player is Bobby Witt Jr. And I don't think there is a comparison that he's like the Josh Allen of the NFL, because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest football player we've ever seen. He may go down as that. He does things that, you know, we haven't seen, but Ohtani's a little bit different. And it's not Patrick Mahomes' fault. Ohtani's just from Japan, came over to the United States and did the same damn thing, and now he's in L.A. Like, it'd be like if, I don't know, the European Football League was somewhat popular over there. Maybe it is popular, but it's, like, really popular. And Mahomes came over at the age of 30 and then still did what he was doing over there, but, like, showed us that he's still Mahomes here. It'd be like, okay, internationally, he's just that popular. Like, but Bobby Witt Jr., if he can have an MVP run or actually win the MVP this year, because, I mean, look, he was ranked ahead of Judge, Soto, Acuna, Lindor, Freeman, Betts, Harper, Trout, all those names that you thought you'd never talk about. And he plays for the Kansas City Royals. And he's locked up. And he could be the future of baseball. Go have an MVP season. Because what we saw from Pat, right, first year in the league, 55,000. Next year in the league, can't remember, but I think it was like 4,300. Next year, Super Bowl. Next year, Super Bowl loss. Or Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl loss. Next year, MVP. Next year, Super Bowl. Really never a down tick year for Mahomes. And that's why Mahomes has continued to stay at the top. Bobby Witt Jr. has put two great back-to-back years together.
Historic.
A little bit.
I mean, only shortstop to ever have two 30-30 seasons, and he did it in back-to-back seasons.
And he's also part of, we talk about a renaissance in baseball with the rules and everything that they're doing, but he's also part of a generational talent group of guys, right? Like, back in the day, it was like A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter. All shortstops. Now you got De La Cruz, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson.
Yep.
And everybody's going to know who these guys are. The other thing that lets you know things about it is, you look at Bobby Witt Jr., go look at his baseball card value. And that's one thing that I've started to realize of, like, where baseball is. Like, if you're known or you're respected or you're great, go look at their baseball card value. More than just a signed card. It's what everybody wants. And Bobby Witt Jr. is officially that guy. And if he puts together that season again, that'd be year three. You're just building levels of greatness. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, when does it end? Is it a 10-year run? Is it a 8-year run? Is it 23 to 33? And then it's, you know, whatever. But I think he's relatable. I think he's great for the game that is trying to grow itself in a different direction. And I think that being from this, you know, from the United States and being the second best player in baseball and everybody going like, I could be him because I'm not, nobody can really be Judge. Not everybody's 6'9", 270 pounds with a hose of an arm that can hit a ball 500 feet. But you can be Bobby Witt Jr., right? Like, he's not a massive man. He's just a guy that's athletically talented in baseball that worked really hard at it. Now, again, had a father who played. So
I think that is more the key there. He's worked really hard at it. That organic story can be clinged on to because, I mean, people relate to LeBron James, but we're not 6'9", super athlete phenoms. I think that helped for Bobby Witt, but I also think that organic come from the ground, work his way up, and to become just naturally, because of his hard work, become how good he is. I think that's the story that people are going to be like, wow, I love that.
And there's a lot of comparisons between he and Mahomes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Same market, right? Sort of the same upcoming. Like, yep, Mahomes' dad was a baseball player, 100%. Also a pitcher. Bobby's dad, baseball player, pitcher. The whole, you know, shock factor of being in a stadium, being in a locker room, minute now, better than their dad.
Yeah.
And franchise players.
Face of the franchise.
Two of the biggest names in the area are the two biggest names in this area are Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr. Now Bobby Witt Jr. with your MVP. Continue your playoff run and continue to do what you're doing. Because that's all you got to do. Keep building your legacy. It's just crazy, man.
No, you really kind of have to pinch yourself here in Kansas City sometimes, because you have to be like, okay, where did we come from? Where are we at now? You know, where were we 15 years ago, and what are we looking at now? What's the next 15 years? Because it's not what it has been the last 20. Right. It's going to be
even
better.
It's almost beyond that, because, like, you know, there's a lot of towns that'll be like, oh yeah, we have, you know, this player and this player. But there's potentially, outside of Ohtani, there's potentially Kansas City has the two best, domestic athletes in the two biggest sports in the United States, with baseball probably still up there above the NBA, I would say.
Yeah, they're
maybe
like
not.
Tied. Yeah.
It's too close to say one or the other, I would think.
Bob gave us the numbers. It's like 0.6%. It's really close.
So, and then you have Mahomes in football, Bobby Witt Jr. in baseball, which we know we have.
Yeah.
Right? Every season, perennial MVP in football could be. I think there's a chance you could be safe and put Bobby Witt Jr. MVP in baseball, Patrick Mahomes MVP in football, and just call it the Kansas City MVP parlay.
Ooh.
I mean, look, Mahomes is going to come
MVP
back score
MVP parlay.
Right?
MVP parlay.
There we go.
That's what it is. There we go.
But I just think it's Bobby Witt Jr. is more relatable to the game. And if you want to if you want to have this renaissance where you're speeding up your game, you're implicating new rules, you're trying to put a new face on it, Ohtani's not the face. People can't relate that. He doesn't speak the common tongue. That's big. That's why in locker rooms and dugouts, there's the Latino side in their leader, and there's the English-speaking side in their leader. It was Hosmer and Sal. They were good friends, but they knew how to talk to each one of their sides. Hosmer, a little bit more of the common tongue of the Spanish word, being with the Cuban descent. But Bobby Witt Jr., dog. Just saying. Let that renaissance start. Which is funny that we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked a lot about Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes in that segment. It is a Wednesday Mac and Dusty poll question this week. We do it every Wednesday. Go to the Fan965 on our Twitter page, and you can vote. It's real simple this week. Would you rather be Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? And I am really interested in why. Now, unfortunately, we can't do that on Twitter, but you can answer the question.
Well, feel free to comment, too, if you've got a why.
Yeah, if you want to comment on it as well. Would you rather be Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?
20 votes in so far, as I just posted it. And 80% right now, Mahomes. Only 20 votes. We got a while.
Okay.
We got a while.
We can explain later who we'd be.
Yes. Yes, as we keep going.
And we can ask the chaw-spitting, beer-drinking, football-watching, pizza-cutting.
What else?
Highlander-riding.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend-stealing. Wheeling and dealing. Mock-drafting. Jay Binkley, he'll join us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it on 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Enjoy the weather now, folks. I hope you didn't leave your windows open at your house, because by the time you get home today, it's going to be frigid. Somebody says Ohtani has hit a home run in the Tokyo Dome. Shocker. What are the Dodgers up now? Like 55-0? I have no idea. Don't forget, we asked on the other side on our Twitter question of the Wednesday, the Mac and Dusty Twitter question this week. Who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? Somebody in the text line says Bobby Barrels, because like you said, he's way more relatable than Mahomes.
Okay. Interesting.
Somebody
interesting
says
that he'd have Bobby be so much more relatable than Mahomes. I'd have Mahomes in that relatable category for some as well.
Yeah, somebody says I'd rather be Bobby simply because he gets to play more games per year.
Okay.
That'd be more fun than only getting to play 17 to 20 games, but Mahomes is cool as F, so no disrespect to him. We go on to Jay Binkley, and I ask you, Jay Binkley, who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, good morning, Dust Man. I think it's an easy answer. It's Patrick Mahomes. Listen, Bobby Witt Jr., fantastic player, and I love it. But Mahomes is already a made guy, man. I mean, he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. I mean, yeah, Bobby Witt may get his, but is he going to get 3? I don't know. I mean, come on. Mahomes has been to 5 Super Bowls. He's got 2 league MVPs. He gets endorsements like crazy. This is the number one sport in this country. Look at baseball. They're starting over in Japan on Fox Sports 1 today, which nobody's watching and nobody even knows it's on. You think that would be Patrick Mahomes? You think if the Chiefs played at 5 a.m. in Japan, I think people would know the answer. But football is the most popular sport. He's got 3 rings. The answer, unequivocally, is Patrick Mahomes.
I am not shocked at all that you took the football player.
Well, Dustman, I mean, the guy does have 3 rings. He's got 2 MVPs. He's got 3 Super Bowl MVPs. Tough to beat that. And not only that, you don't have to play as many games. That's the thing, man. I mean, you don't have to play as many games. You're not playing 162, and you don't have that pressure and stress of, right, you know, going through slumps or whatever. I mean, he's the quarterback. He's the dude. I mean, he can do whatever he wants in this town. Seriously.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said Mahomes because of Whataburger. Well, Bobby Witt Jr.'s also got Whataburger. Yeah, so that,
you know, they both got the Whataburgers. They,
yeah,
both got
Texas
the Whataburger.
Kids, I'm just saying, man,
it's a good argument, but the one thing is, I mean, he's already got the 3 Super Bowls. I mean, that is tough. I mean, he's always going to have that. I mean, no matter what he does in his life, he's still 3-time Super Bowl champion. So, you know, that's pretty damn cool.
I think I'd rather worry about a 95-mile-an-hour fastball than what the text line says, 5 300-pound dudes trying to come after you.
Yeah, fastball or Miles Garrett.
But he's got his own logo now. He's got his own logo. Texas Tech wears his jerseys from time to time. I mean, that's pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So in your latest mock draft, you have the Chiefs taking Abdul Carter. Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Where'd you see that, Dust Man?
No, I didn't. I just saw you send me a draft, though, and it's it's an edge guy from A&M.
Yes, Nick Scorton, the edge from A&M. We'll be putting that out later. It'll be on 96.5, all our picks. But this is our first Chiefs all mock. We've done the NFL all mock. That's our first 8 selections of the Chiefs mock drafts. But, yeah, I mean, as much of an offensive guy as I am, and I keep screaming offense, 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 where they're sitting in this draft, and you look at it, Mel Kiper even tweeted out the other day, or Adam Schefter did, when he wasn't getting schooled by Jordan Schultz. He tweets out that this is the closest to the draft that we've never seen. We haven't seen a trade. Joe Montana in 1993 was traded for a first-round pick to the Chiefs from the Niners, but we haven't seen any first-round trades this year. Doesn't mean we're not going to, but we haven't at this point. But if the Chiefs stayed put, and I could honestly see them trading out of the first round, but if they stay put, Nick Scorton would be my guy. The dude's just a dude's a beast, a lot of production. He led the Big Ten in sacks 2 years ago, but he's a 3-down guy. It means you can put him in. You don't have to take him out against running plays. He's a big, physical dude. But Nick Scorton, his player comp, by the way, is George Karloftis. That doesn't suck. And George Karloftis could be coming up for a big contract here with the Chiefs, but you can't ever, as Andy Reid says, you can't ever have enough good edges. So I like Derek Harmon a lot at Oregon. That would have been my first choice. But what we did in is going Pro Football Focus using this. I mean, he's not available. He's not going to be there at 31. So Nick Scorton, who is a guy that I think could still be there at 31. So we go defensive line there, the edge for the Chiefs at in round 1.
So Scorton more of like a pure pass rusher, though, right? Do you think it's important for the Chiefs to maybe prioritize getting someone who can plug a gap, be inside, and get on the inside?
Well, a lot of his stuff, though, I mean, almost anybody you hear talking about is a 3-down guy. You can put him in there to set the edge against the run. So that isn't a concern with Scorton. He's such a beast physically and what he can do. But, yeah, Nick Scorton's a pass rusher. But pass rushing numbers went down when he went to Texas A&M. But it's a guy you don't have to worry about, and you can keep him in on rundowns. And we go defensive line in the second round with Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State. We didn't really hit the we didn't really hit offense until that pick 66 in the third round. We got your guy, Mac. You might like this guy, Dylan Sampson. What's that name do for you?
There we go. Go Vols, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Dylan Sampson is our running back. We picked Isaiah Bond, a wide receiver. He was the guy that said he was going to beat Xavier Worthy's combine time.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It didn't work out very well, but he still ran a 4.39.
So that's nice. Not everybody can run a 4.21.
Yeah, 4.21. But I think it'd be fun to have Bond and Worthy. Mitchell Evans, the tight end, has been slipping. I mean, people looked a lot higher at him, before the season started and everything. But a big physical tight end that can block, catch, do a lot of things. We picked him in the fourth. Yeah. Went to safety with Malachi Moore in the seventh. Mm. The seventh round picks are kind of your diamond in the rough. And Zachariah Franklin
is
a guy
that's
not going to blow you away. The wide receiver at he did have 94 catches and 15 touchdowns 2 years ago. But one thing he's known for is always catching the football, which I think is beneficial to the Chiefs.
Binkley, how tough has this mock draft been for you and Nocero going with what the Chiefs have done? Because you and I were texting each other this weekend, what the hell are they doing? Like, I don't understand these moves. But again, I don't question Brett Veach because of the resume. But like Kareem Hunt, Juju Smith-Schuster, like here we go again. Like, are they bringing it all back to go 15-2 again? But like, where do these signings affect your sort of mock draft, or do you allow them to affect your mock drafts?
I'm not a fan of a team getting older and staying content when they make these moves. I'm not a big Juju guy. Listen, he comes in and was serviceable. Does he know the offense? Sure, that's fine. But when he had games where he had good production last year, you go back and watch it, nobody was on him. Like, nobody respected, his ability. He was wide open a lot of the times. And catching the football is questionable at times. That can be a camp body. I'm not saying he's actually going to make this team, and that's the question. Kareem Hunt, love it in short yardage situations. And I know they go out and get the running back from San Francisco. By the way, ran a 4.33. Elijah Mitchell at 4.33 at his pro day, 4.38 at the combine, 4.33 speed at his pro day. So he's fine. But it's no guarantee he didn't play last year. I still think they got to hit running back. I think Dylan Sampson's that guy. Mm. So, yeah, there's a few things they did, but they got to get better. They didn't put teams away. And there's, all those one-score games, that's fine. They won them. That's great. But what if they don't? What if they don't have enough horsepower to win those one-score games?
Agreed.
And because they're so close. But I'd like to see this team put some teams away. And they've got to do that, being more kind of spread the ball around, can be downfield. I call them the St. Joe Chiefs. The St. Joe Chiefs were lighting up the scoreboard.
No doubt about it, Bigley. So once again, you're on record to say you'd rather be Patrick Mahomes than Bobby Wood Jr.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, already having three titles on the wall as a pelt, it would be perfect, and three Super Bowl MVPs. Bobby's incredible, and Bobby would be a ton of fun. But the dude already has – He's not even 30 years old, and he's a made man. So
no doubt about it, Binkley. We appreciate it. We'll listen for you on After Hours, and also we'll be ready for that mock draft with you and Chris and Nocero, which came out yesterday, so people can find that now if they need to and listen to all those picks you basically just went through here on our show this morning. So we appreciate it. Enjoy the 60s for now, and then put your sweatpants on at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Dust, man. I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
Woo! Oh, Jay Binkley joins us here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Pressure. Why I think there's more pressure on Travis Kelce than anyone else on the Chiefs roster. I'll explain what I mean on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.